U.S. public health officials are warning Americans not to be complacent about SARS, the severe acute respiratory syndrome, despite the small number of cases in the country. U.S. government laboratories are going through the arduous process of testing antiviral compounds for effectiveness against the new respiratory disease. Out of roughly 4,000 SARS cases worldwide, the United States as of Tuesday had less than 40 with no deaths. But the director of the U.S. government's disease tracking agency, Dr. Julie Gerberding of the Centers for Disease Control, says the low caseload is no reason to be complacent. She warns that continuing SARS transmission in other parts of the world, particularly Hong Kong and China, is reason for vigilance.
We still have no capacity to predict where it's going or how large it's ultimately going to be. The last thing that we can do at this point in time is relax. This is exactly the time where we need to continue to do what we're doing and learn our lessons from what we are observing in the other countries who are working on this problem.
The coronavirus that causes SARS was identified and genetically mapped in just 7 weeks, a record time for an infectious agent. Finding a treatment for SARS, however, will take longer. Dr. Gerberding says U.S. government laboratories are poring through their antiviral databases to see if any drug exists that can stop the virus, but nothing has yet turned up.
Right now, we don't have any scientific evidence to suggest that any form of specific treatment for SARS is effective. So far, we don't have any leads on an antiviral compound, but if we get any clinically promising compounds, we will, of course, work hard to get them into a clinical trial so that we can check them out. This is not going to happen fast.
In addition to seeking a SARS treatment, U.S. public health officials are trying to understand the biology of this young disease. Why do some people get sicker than others? Why are some more infectious? How long is a patient infectious after acquiring the virus? And what is the long-term prognosis for those who recover? An important part of controlling an outbreak is determining its source. World Health Organization experts have traced SARS to China's southern Guangdong province. But did the virus jump to people from an animal? Dr. Gerberding says that is plausible because the two other known coronaviruses have been seen in a variety of animals with which many Asians have contact. But she points out that no scientific evidence supports that theory. Laboratory tests have not yet shown any similarity between the genetic makeup of the SARS virus and known animal or bird viruses. David McAlary, VOA News, Washington.